This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. You're listening to The Cowboys Podcast, presented by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, Jono and Steve-O.
Cowboy Nation, how the hell are you? It's Jono here. Steve-O to the right of me. Then we got Rodney, and we got our little Bruce Lee. We got we got our man Rich. What's been going on, fellas? What's a good word?
Well, I tell you what, we've got to get back on the field. Okay, I think we've lost four out of our last six.
You got
games.
War paint on, huh?
Yeah, we've lost four out of our last six. We've got to get on the field, and we've got to show that we can get back to Dallas Cowboy football, and we got to ram it down somebody's freaking necks right now, right?
That's what it said in the yearbook.
I tell you what, Steve-O came in. He's missing the war paint, but he's got that look on his face. He's ready to rock and roll. Maybe we should have him shipped down to Dallas in the locker room there, Steve-O. Slap a few people around. Get him rolling here.
Yeah, I'd love to see him slap anyone around.
Really? Really?
I'd put money on the Cowboys players.
Listen. You. The other biggin, and the sumo wrestler in the back might be going down. The only one out of the four people in here that I'm scared of is Bruce Lee, because he could break a bat with his, like, what'd you do that with, a pinky?
I did. No, it was a shin bone.
Shin bone, yeah.
Whew. Shin bone. But I'm fast, too, so I can run. So I'm not worried about that.
Anyway,
what are we going to do here, fellas? We're going to get this thing going here.
You know
here.
What? I was really worried the entire week about Sean Lee. That was a crucial piece that we were missing last week, and it showed it, man. I mean, they exploited the hell out of that middle. We were giving up 4, 5, 6 yards every time Gurley touched the ball, and I don't want to have to go through anything like that again. Now, I don't know. I'm looking at the injury report right here. I don't know if this Ty Montgomery is going to be back there running the ball at all. I think he's got a broken rib back there. But I just would like to see our guys up there to just meet anyone that's going to run the ball. Just no gain at all, 1, 2 yard tops. But we can't give up 4 or 5 yards a carry like we were last week.
Well, we've got to have that interior line making some stops. They got to get some penetration in there, clog some holes, and knock some people down. We can't have our secondary making tackles.
No, and that's what was the problem was last week. You could tell that there was no one there to fill the hole. Sean Lee was supposed to be there. Fortunately, he wasn't available, and you could see that. I mean, there was nobody plugging those gaps at all.
So are you guys scared of Ty Montgomery running, or are you scared like I am? The Aaron Rodgers. I mean, this guy just seems to make plays against us. We let him just hang around.
You guys go ahead first on this one.
I would say that I'm not scared of Ty Montgomery individually. I'm scared of the whole package because their captain, Aaron Rodgers, has just torched us. Time after time, he's got enough weapons where Ty Montgomery, if he doesn't play, someone will still have to play running back, and he can still throw the ball over the place. It's just a matter of what are we going to be able to take away, and how much are we are we going to get back to playing football again? Because frankly, we just got our ass kicked.
Yep.
There's no other way around it. We just got beat.
Well, and we're all well aware of what Aaron Rodgers can do. We don't need to look any further than the playoffs last year. We had that game in the bag, and then he pulls it out of his hat, and he's just a true professional. He's got the experience. He's got the years. He's got the wisdom, and he finds a way to get it done. So we're going to have to definitely step up. Ty Montgomery, yeah, I mean, with or without him, he's definitely a heck of a back there. I mean, he brings a load, and that just gives another option to Aaron Rodgers. But I think that interior line, I'm going to go back to that. They have got to get penetration on the run. They've got to get a penetration back in the backfield there and shake up Aaron Rodgers, because you're only going to have, and Steve, we talked about this before, his release, what is that, less than 4 seconds? He gets rid of the ball, and I mean, we got to get back there. That's not a lot of time, as we know, but they've got to get penetration.
Well, that's a good point there, Rich. But my thinking behind this is this offense – is very capable, very vulnerable, I should say, of getting some pressure on. I mean, we got 4 offensive linemen on that Green Bay offensive line that's been undrafted. Undrafted offensive linemen up there. they've been giving up sacks left and right here. I mean, it's a very vulnerable line. We can get pressure on this week. I mean, this is the week that we can get a lot of sacks. We can get 4 or 5 sacks. We got to contain. We can't let them out of that hole. We can't let them out of the pocket. And I think we can make things happen. This is the week that we can really take advantage. But, again, you can't let him get out of there. You got to contain and then collapse him. Because, again, 4 undrafted offensive linemen are playing on this offensive line here. This is a banged up. This is not a good offensive line here at all, folks. And now with David Irvin coming, I think you got our other guy, our number 90 on one side there. You got our 95 on one side. I think we're looking pretty good.
We got to meet in the middle.
We got to meet 12. In the middle and then stuff the inside. You can't let them out there. If you let them out, I don't think our linebacking crew has what it takes to contain and get this thing to. Maybe we should have one guy just stalk.
I think the spy would be great. However, with Sean Lee out, and that makes it a little bit more difficult. They are vulnerable, Jono, absolutely. But it's going to take a collective effort. All it's going to take is one of the either linebacker or defensive line not being where they're supposed to be or doing their job, and Aaron Rodgers will slip away and throw it for 15 yards. That's what he does. But I absolutely agree. This week they are absolutely vulnerable, but it's going to have to be a collective effort because – as we've seen time after time, you let him get out and just wiggle free. And it's not about just getting pressure, Jono. Pressure is one thing, but they're going to have to hit him and they're going to have to sack him, not just kind of get in the vicinity or just get hands on him or anything like that. They're going to have to smack him around.
Well, Steve said meet at the 12. That's what they've got to do, and they've got to bring him down.
I'm going to say, though, that we're going to have to inactivate – one player here because we're going with Irvin. This is going to look awkward here. Your number one draft pick, but I don't see how you could play Taco Charlton this week. I would have to bench him. I would have to inactivate him this week, and that looks really bad on the Cowboys when you do something like that.
Well, I don't. Will we have to with Tapper being out for the season then with a broken leg, or would that help?
Well,
the numbers.
Well, let's look at things here. We've got Lawrence on one side.
Because you're right. I don't think if Tapper wasn't injured and out, I think then we would have to make that. But I'm wondering, I don't know, we would have to do some digging on that. But my point is, if maybe silver lining, if Tapper is unfortunately going to be out for the rest of the season, we can deactivate him, and then that way Taco won't have to sit out, and we don't have to turn it into some kind of show or of some sort.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we don't need distractions here.
Boys, I do have a special gift for you. I got a gift for Jono. So, Jono, what I want you to do is I need you to tell everybody how they find us on Facebook and go through that because the Two Birds on a Bat podcast that we do here at Lineup Media as well is bringing in a special guest for you, and we're going to get him on the M4 by Yachty hotline. So tell everybody how they find us on the Cowboys podcast, and we're going to dial up a special guest for you.
Well, before we do that, Steve-O, we do have a Darren Woodson signed autograph football that we are going to be giving away, and I got kicked out of Facebook because I didn't know that if I go to different sites on Cowboy sites and stuff and promote our giveaway, that it's considered like some sort of lottery or something. So they kicked me out till October 11th. I can't post anything. It's bullshit. I'm really pissed.
Are you serious?
I swear I can't do
the
anything.
Facebook you guys, police. Jono's locked up.
You guys got to take over on that.
You're
because
in the pokey.
Okay.
Anyway, that's a whole different story on that one. But I'm glad you brought up whole Facebook. That's what made me think of that. But we're going to have, you said that we got Benji. We got Benji Molina.
We do
on.
Have Benji Molina. Now, some of you folks don't know yet, but and I'll clue them in here a little bit. So I also do a Two Birds on a Bat, a St. Louis Cardinal fan-based podcast as well, and Benji Molina is a co-host with me.
Yeah.
He happens to be, you know, a huge Green Bay Packer fan, a huge Cheesehead fan, but his brother, the much more well-known Molina brother of the flying Molina brothers, Yachty.
That's kind of rude.
Well, he's a Packers guy. Yeah. But Yachty is a Cowboys guy. We couldn't get Yachty because he's down in Puerto Rico with some relief for the folks of the island down there. So we're going to bring on a Packers fan.
We wish you guys nothing but the best, and our prayers are with you guys in Puerto Rico too.
So we got Benji. He's big-time Packers fans. He's friends with Aaron Rodgers.
And
he's going to come
on here.
He's going to come on and talk. He's going to tell you how the game's going to go down. So
get him, John.
What do you mean how the game's going to go down?
We're going to get him on the phone. And like I said, folks, Two Birds on a Bat podcast is bringing you on the M4 by Yachty hotline my co-host, who is a huge Packers fan, and it's a gift to you, Jono.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait to unwrap.
So I got Benji Molina on the other line. Hey, BMO, what's happening, babe?
What's going on over there? What's going on, guys?
Hey, Benji, how are you, babe? Benji.
Yeah, how you guys doing, man? Are you guys getting ready yet or what?
Benji, I just want to say, all those days you walk in the hallway with and see me with my cowboy gear, don't I change your mind at all? Doesn't anything go in your Green Bay that – how do you even wear that green outfit? Don't you walk by that garbage can like every Monday morning and go, there's a green and yellow, stands for something, huh?
Hey, let me tell you, it's not green and yellow. It's green and gold, buddy.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Well, then what's the G stand for? That is garbage?
Hey.
Shots fired.
That didn't take any time.
No, come on, Benji. Come on,
Let me tell you, it hurts me just to watch you walk around with that star in there.
It hurts me, too, seeing you with that Green Bay.
Listen, you start, everybody steps on it on the field, bro. How can you call that a star?
Listen, I don't know anyone that wears plastic on their head like that. Well, what the hell's that for? I don't know what you got.
Only us.
What?
Only us, a cheese head. Only us, buddy.
Big plastic-looking cheese thing that you guys found at Sears refrigerators, and you took it home and you put it on your heads.
Oh, I love it because, hey, man, we are the cheeseheads. What are you? The star? Do you want a star in your head?
We're America's team, dude. We are America's team. We don't have to be a pizza topping. That's what you are.
America's team.
You are
America's
a pizza topping. You're
falling off really fast, buddy.
You'll get your chance, mister. You'll get your chance.
So the funny thing is, Jono, so I'm kind of in a little text group with Benji and a couple other guys, and he made a mistake last night on the text. We were kind of going back and forth setting up the Cowboys-Packers game, and he sends out a text saying it was a catch.
He said that?
He admitted it was a catch.
I knew it.
Benji, what happened there on that text?
Hey, you had some truth serum?
Every Cowboy fan that I talk to knows that it wasn't a catch.
Oh, no, it's not a catch, huh?
That's what you guys were
saying. All right. I got you. What's your brother think of that, huh?
Hey, my brother doesn't talk to me when it's game time because he knows he's going down. So if he's winning, he talks to me. If he's losing, he turns his phone off. You know, so
God bless him. That's the way I am.
That's the way to go. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, Benji, we won't keep you.
That's Cowboy fans for you.
Oh, that's Cowboy fans. Here he goes.
Hey, you'll get your chance, mister. I like to bet you lunch on this because I think that we have a great opportunity. You have no offensive line. All you have is an Aaron Rodgers. Your running back has a broken rib. We are coming after you. And your defensive line, you run a 3-4. You have realistically, you only have two interior defensive linemen. Your two outside guys are basically two outside linebackers that play as defensive ends that are two puny, I don't know.
Long-haired guys.
Yeah, long-haired guys that are going to be pushed around by our 300-pound tackles. I don't see you guys pushing around Zeke. I think Zeke's going to have a big day. I'm looking at a Zeke running. Hey, fellas, right now, as a Nostradamus I am, I'm saying to you right now, Zeke gets over 135 yards.
Mark it down.
Mark it down right now. Mark it.
Total yards or rushing yards?
Rushing yards, 135 yards is going to be wear and tear.
I like it.
Because they're giving up, Green Bay is giving up 111 yards per game against the rush right now. They are very vulnerable against the rush, and we are going to exploit the hell out of it.
Okay, Benji, what do you have to say about that?
I'll give you 130. You know what? I'll give you 150 yards on CK Ailey or whoever that guy is. I don't. Nobody knows who it is. But
can you repeat that?
I'll give you 100. I give you 150 yards, but you haven't even mentioned the key word win. We will win.
Well, you take can't win if Aaron
yards if and whatever. You know, and you know what? I'll tell you what. I want to know. What did you predict, just like you're doing right now, what did you say against the Rams last week? What was that?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't remember that far back.
Yeah. Don't know.
We burnt that podcast.
Oh,
it's gone.
Convenient. How convenient is
you're
that?
You're breaking up.
I don't remember. See? That's what you all do, man.
Benji, I can't hear you.
It won't happen.
You're breaking up. You might you got to get that cheese head off the phone. It's coming down to the phone.
Okay, so Bimo, how do you see this game playing out? Is Aaron Rodgers going to throw, or is he going to get sacked? We think we're going to sack him 4 times minimum.
Yeah, that's the over and under there, Benji. 4
hey,
is the
I'll
over and under.
I'll give you the sacks. I'll give you 150, and I'll take the win.
Well, you got. You're gonna have the kicker and the punter.
Yeah. No kicker, no punter. Well, hey, Aaron Rodgers got sacked 6 times in one game, but he threw 4 touchdowns.
If you get sacked 6 times this coming weekend, you will lose. If our guy gets 150 yards rushing, you will lose. If our guys get 6 sacks, you will lose. There's that chemistry is going to be live.
I don't think so. I don't think it's going to happen, but hey, I'll let you guys dream about it. That's fine. That's all right. And even if we lose, we're still 3-2. You guys will be what? 3-2?
3-2.
After you lost to who?
The Rams.
Wait a minute. That's not a lock. That's not a lock. I'd love to see you beat the Rams. That's not a bad team this year.
We'll run over them.
Oh, yeah.
We want to give them the chance. We give them the chance that the Cowboys give them. That's all. But anyways, going back to the real game,
mm-hmm.
Bro, I want to hear what you predicted last week against the Rams.
All right. What the hell? I said it was going to be a 32-17 type of game. And if my little punt returner doesn't fumble the ball, doesn't screw up that punt return, it would have been something like that because we scored 30 points. And that idiot dropped the ball. And another thing, we were talking about it before. Steve-O and me were talking about this this week. Our special teams has got to be smart and do the right things. And I think against Green Bay, I think we'll be sharp because we are not going to make any errors.
Listen, since when the word if goes into sports? Since when? You tell me. Maybe the Cowboy fans believe in that word. If Derek or whoever Des Bryant would have catched that ball, right, we would have won. If they would have covered Derek Cook, we would have won. If they would have blocked the punt.
Right.
I mean, come on. If the cows would fly, we would all be shitting on. So it's very simple, buddy. So there's no if in sports, buddy. It's either do or don't do, and you have to live with that, right?
Yeah, I'm just trying to picture cows flying, though, right now. And
okay,
see,
so
that's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
You're getting the point, see?
So let's get this straight. Jono has the Cowboys straight up. Bimo, you got the Packers, and we got a lunch on the line.
No, he hasn't done it yet. He hasn't told me.
Well, we're going to get this agreement right now. We're going to mark this one down. And we got the lunch on the line. And has anybody got to take a picture with a Packers jersey or a Cowboys jersey on?
Oh, that would be great. I would love to see him
on
in a
social
jersey.
Media.
Yeah.
Right?
I would I would wear a hat or something, but I would never wear a jersey on the Cowboys.
Oh, what, you're afraid you're going to lose?
Hey, you would never wear a Packers jersey, would you?
I will wear one this time because I don't think I'm going to lose.
Oh, come on.
I got you. You have four undrafted offensive linemen that couldn't even make an NFL team protecting your Aaron Rodgers. Where's your Messiah now? We will get you.
It's going to be on Sunday. Our Messiah is going to come out on Sunday.
Yeah.
You watch.
We will take care of that.
I'm going to call Yachty, too.
Yeah, you call Yachty, and he's going to be very happy.
I'm going to send a picture to Steve-O so he can show it, okay, to you.
All right. I got the phone ready to go, BMO.
We want that on the Cowboys podcast. Yachty wearing his cowboy outfit.
Absolutely.
Kicking back in the living room.
So last time Benji was in town doing his Cardinal broadcast, a Spanish radio broadcast, they made him go down to a very popular, the largest cowboy boot store in the country. It's called Chuck's Boots here in St. Louis.
Right.
They went down, and the Cardinals made him buy cowboy boots. The Cardinals want him to be a Dallas Cowboy fan.
How about that?
It happens to be a cowboy boots. It could have been called Packers boots.
No. They're, you guys don't wear boots up there, but shit boots in Green Bay.
Snow boots.
What do you got, beaver boots and stuff like that up in up in Green Bay? What do you guys wear up there? It's like 20 below zero, isn't it?
We wear boots up there, man. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, you'd have to. And that night you guys sit around and play bingo because there's nothing to do in Green Bay. But in any case.
Yeah, that's true. So we got here for our champs. That's all we do.
Well, we got what they call Title Town. The Green Bay Packers, Title Town against America's team. Probably one of the great all-time rivalries in sports because this dates back to a championship game. What year was that?
The trophy should be named Landry Trophy. They named it Lombardi.
1967, the
Why?
Ice Bowl. Yeah, the Ice Bowl.
Why? Because they are the best team, America's team in the world, you know? So they got to name it.
Well, I'll tell you why. Yeah, you really want to know why I did a little research on this? Because Lombardi was an Italian guy, and the Italians ran the NFL back then, and they named it. They didn't want to name it after Tom Landry because he was still alive. That's it.
Yeah, you don't see Jerry Jones Trophy anywhere.
Well, you should. But you should,
where do you
sir.
Think Jerry Jones Trophy.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We will in the future.
There's no Jerry Jones, whatever he's naming. What is his name? Joe? Joe Jones? What's his name?
Who?
I don't even know what
sir,
his name
it's,
is.
It's Jerry. It's Jerry. And there's a place in Dallas called the Ring of Stars. That's where.
Ring of Honor.
Ring of Honor. Yep. How about that?
Yeah,
how about that?
A Ring of Honor that your best coach is not even in there. How false and fake is that?
No, we got a big statue of him in the front.
The Ring of Honor is what you were saying?
Yeah, but how about a big statue of him? I'd rather have a big statue of me when I was slim, though.
No, Ring of Honor is owner, buddy. So if you don't have your best guy, supposedly. All right.
I'm not getting anywhere with you. You're definitely sticking with your Green Bay Packers. I thought you said this phone call was going to be productive. You said there was a chance he was going to be a Cowboy fan today.
Well, we're still converting him, that's for sure. So. Okay.
No, hey, Steve-O.
Yo.
Show him this picture that's coming your way, buddy. That's what's going to happen.
Okay, show it to him.
We can't hear you. You're breaking up again.
Okay, Benji, before we let you go, what do you got for a score for us?
For a score?
Yeah. Did he just say 28-14 Cowboys?
I think he did.
That's what I heard.
Yep.
That's what you guys have. Hey, I'm gonna take that. 28-14. What was it? 28-13?
28-13. Is that what you got? All right. Thanks, Benji.
No, I'll take the same way over to the Packers. How's that?
Oh.
I think okay. Aaron Rodgers is going to have a good game.
Yeah, I bet he is. Don't forget, Benji, on the seventh day, God rest to watch the Cowboys play. How about that?
Nice.
All right.
Hey, that's a good one. I never heard that one before.
Yeah, I just created that. I just made that. Someone's going to steal that and put it on a bumper sticker and get $5.99 for it.
Yeah. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, all right, man. Well, you
it's
take care.
It's going to be a good game, man. It's going to be a good game.
You enjoy, and you guys keep up the great show. Where can they find this show?
It's Two Birds on a Bat.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to lineupmedia.fm, which is where our show is also located, the Cowboys podcast. But
right.
Benji, myself, and we have Jim Cromer also hosts that show. It's a St. Louis Cardinal baseball podcast brought to you from a fan's perspective with Benji on there to give us a little bit of baseball insight.
And so, what about this Spanish radio show that he does?
So he does, he was contracted through the St. Louis Cardinals to do, what do you do, 15, 16 games this year, BMO?
We did 23 this year. They're trying to do all the home games next year.
Great.
So,
Benji, as you know, because the Dallas Cowboys are not only America's team, but they're the world's team for football. We have listeners all over the world. We have a lot of Mexican listeners, a lot of Latinos that they speak
right.
to. So,
a lot of Mexicans, though.
A lot of Mexicans, because they just love the Dallas Cowboys,
right?
So, if
they
you
didn't
got...
even know the Cowboys were in Dallas. How do you know that? They didn't even know the Cowboys were in Dallas.
Can I tell you this, Benji? One of our Mexican listeners won a jersey, and we sent it down to Mexico, and they never got it. And I still get threatening letters from that gal down in Mexico. Thank you, Steve-O, for picking her name out of the hat. You couldn't pick one out of California or anything, could you?
No, yep. Sorry. It was a random draw.
Yeah,
but so he does a Spanish radio broadcast for the St. Louis Cardinals baseball. So if you're a huge baseball fan out there and you're looking for a team to get behind and you speak Spanish, it'd be we'll take you as Cardinal fans, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So, and then he has his...
I'll take you guys being the America's team, but we are the world's team of the world.
You know, I'm giving you some props. Let's relax with your Packers, all right? Let's relax with that stuff.
He has a wonderful book out.
I'm gonna text Aaron Rodgers right now.
Tell him he's a loser, too. How's that? That's love from Jono and the Cowboys podcast show.
But as I was saying, he has a wonderful book out, Molina, right? Just called Molina.
I got that book, by the way.
It's awesome.
I snatched it from Jimmy's desk.
Truly an inspirational story. About a father that raises three sons that are all Major League Baseball catchers.
Yeah.
It kind of follows Benji's relationship with his dad all the way through.
I got a question for Benji, though.
Yeah.
Benji, you played in the MLB, and was there a particular team? Now, the Cowboys are going through this with Green Bay. This is a serious question now. Is there a team that, you know, you had a hard time beating? Does this affect you in the locker room? I mean, is there a particular team that I don't want to say a particular team, but the team mentality, if you're going to be playing a team that you have a hard time beating, does that really play on your mind, or does it play like, hey, we're going to beat this team this time around? Or how does this work in the locker room before a game?
Well, everybody's staying positive, right? Everybody's saying, we're going to get these guys, but in the back of our heads, we know they got our number. And you can see that with the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers. We'll see that. I mean, obviously, it's a little different this time because the first two pitchers are not starting game one. So, for the Diamondbacks. But the D-backs have the Dodgers' number. So, we'll see that exactly question that you're asking me, how it plays out here in the playoff. Because when you ask me, I want to beat those guys. I want to beat the crap out of those guys, and I don't care. But in the back of my head, I know they have our number, and if something starts going their way early, you're like, oh, shoot, man.
Here we go again. Okay.
Yep, that's how we feel.
Is that the same with a football mentality, too? Would you think? I don't know if you played it. Yeah.
It could be in any sport, man, in any sport. In basketball, it could be the same way. A couple of threes would be like, oh, shoot, here we go again. These guys cannot miss. Like when you face the Warriors and things like that, and all of a sudden they got your number and they start hitting threes, and you're like, ah, shoot, man. here we go. We got a battle, but they got our number. You know, something like that.
And so why, and why I say this is you got Aaron Rodgers. Once he completes one or two big passes, I think it's going to stem from the players to the fans, and we're all going to be like in that mode to where we're going to go, oh no, not now. Here we go. And Rich, you're a motivator. I mean, it just happens where you start thinking about stuff like that.
Well, I think you take
it is normal.
You go through the calendar when the schedule comes out. Go ahead, Benji. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I'm saying that it's true. What you're saying, that it's very realistic. It's very true, you know, what you're thinking. Like for example, we don't have a team that owns us in the NFL. I know that. But, you know, if something like that happens, we'll be thinking the same way you guys are right now. You know, oh, shoot, you know, he completed this pass. How did he do that? Now we're going down or something like that. But it happens in every sport. It's not – it's like hockey. You know, somebody gets a goal early and the Blues cannot be like, oh, shoot, man, the Dallas Stars got our number. Here we go.
Right, right.
You know, it's not only in any specific sports.
Well, I think when the schedule comes out, you definitely look at that team, and Packers is definitely the one that has our numbers. I mean, the playoff last year, the year before, the catch or not catch. So we've got a bone to pick with them. So I know they've been a spur in our heel, so to speak. So that's a circled one. And that could be, I know we don't want to talk too much about it, but last week there's a good chance we overlooked the Rams and we're moving forward to the Cowboys the Packers before the game was over. Because I guarantee that is something that's circled on the calendar here. We are going to get to Aaron Rodgers. We're going to expose that offensive line and we're going to get our share of sacks, and Ezekiel Elliott's going to get back on track here to expose that weak Packer defense. So I think you're exactly right. And as far as a motivation point of view, yeah, the tides turn, you know, all about motivation one way or another. But the Cowboys have got to stay with it and say, hey, you know what? Aaron Rodgers comes out and throws a few bombs and gets some touchdown passes, so be it. We're going to battle through to the end here. We're going to expose their weak offensive line. We're going to expose their weak defensive line. So that's where I'm seeing it, and that's where I'm going with it. And
that's the mentality you all have to have as a competitor. You got to keep going. Even if he makes a pass and gets a touchdown or whatever, 50-yard, you can't get down. You still have three quarters or two quarters left or something like that. So it depends on what kind of characters of a team you have. And if you don't have that character that fights,
How deep you can dig.
You're going to go down even worse.
Well, and that's another point. It's a 60-minute game. You know, yes, one play at the end will determine winner or loser in certain points, but there's 60 minutes within that game. So even though we're kind of ticked off at our special teams, that's only a small fraction of the amount of time there.
But it breaks your
morale.
Motivation.
It breaks the motivation, but you've got to grab that right back. Things happen during games. And, you know, there's key points. I get that. The motivation swing, I get that. But there's key points in every game, but it still boils down to 60 minutes of football.
Right. And the same way the Packers might have their numbers, same way can happen to the start of Sunday or the start of next Sunday. You guys are facing the Falcons. The Falcons have beat you guys up. And all of a sudden, your guys are starting playing great against Matt Ryan's. And all of a sudden, you get on a roll, and then the Falcons can never beat you again in 5 years or something. So the same way that it happens one way, it could happen the other way. So that's the beauty of sport. But it depends on the character of your team, too.
Well, and Benji, I hate to bring up the Super Bowl because we were all killed on that one, but there was that one turning point that, you know, the Falcons had that game won, and a small play here or there turned the tide, and they just essentially ran out of time where the Patriots dominated, and then that was it. Once that train got rolling down the track.
They didn't show character. They didn't show character. The Falcons didn't show the character of a winner.
They shut it off.
Because they probably haven't been there. They shut it off. They thought they won it.
But that, you know what, though?
Pushing.
That's the sign of great quarterbacks, like the Bradys and Steve-O. You got the Bradys, you got the Rodgers. These guys never give up.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, and that's what I'm going to look for on Sunday's game. I think it's a bullshit call. I think it's a bullshit play. But the thing that I'm going to look for is that first time that Aaron Rodgers rushes to the line and he's going to try to catch the 12th man on the field and he gets a quick snap. Is he going to complete that pass down the field like he seems to do week in and week out for a touchdown or a 30-yard gain?
He's a master at
Steve-O. Why is it a Bush League play?
Oh, it is.
Because
it's not except your play.
Well, because we've been around in the NFL for 52 years, and all of a sudden this guy starts doing it 3 years ago.
No.
It's not a gentleman's
learn to do it.
It's not a gentleman's type play.
Well, I'm hoping now with the used to be the umpire who stood in the middle of the field. He's behind the quarterback now, so he sets up and allows the exchange. You know, they've slowed things down a little bit this year, which I'm hoping they'll continue with.
That's a football play. I mean, if I throw a fastball inside to a hitter and he hits his ankle, why am I going to go to a slider? Well, down on a way because he's a gentleman play.
Well,
no,
it's
I'm
like this.
Go back in and throw a fastball, and he might hit himself again.
Right, but here's the play I'm talking about. It's you're throwing a perfect game, and you're in the eighth inning, and the guy gets up there and he bunts. It's kind of a bullshit Bush League play. Come on, you're old school, bud.
Hey, you guys wish that. That what's his name? Prescott? What? I don't even know what the heck.
It's Prescott, sir.
You guys wish that Prescott guy.
Who's that?
Could
Aaron
do
guy?
That
number
because
four.
You would get a lot of people off, you know, offside, and you can have a free play. What is wrong with that? You know, I mean, nothing's wrong. Get your ass up from the ground and get out in the sidelines. Very simple. If you can't do that, we'll take advantage of you.
You have the biggest, largest defensive lineman I have ever seen, and you're telling us to get off the field. Well, it's going to be interesting because we will do the same thing to you guys this week too. We will take a page off your playbook for sure. Because I tell you what, the Green Bay Packers.
I don't think Prescott can do that.
No, we're all adjusting, and you know what, Steve. I agree. It is cheap, but they've done it, and we got to do it too.
He's a master of it.
He's the master of it, and you know what? It's a free play, and they take full advantage of it. They do a good job, and you know what? It'll be a great win. It'll be a great trophy on our winning wall there to put a big Green Bay Packer cheesehead, whatever they are, on our wall. And I, you know what, Benji? It's going to be great seeing you with a cowboy hat. Yeah, please do.
Can I tell you something? Who is fighting? Who is biggest? Who biggest the game this Sunday? Who is it? Who's biggest? Who's this game biggest for? Like
the Cowboys.
This is do or die for who?
Well, I don't think it's do or die for anybody, but definitely the Cowboys have got something to prove because the Packers have eliminated us.
It is do or die because you're in the North.
It's do or die for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
It's not do or die for the Packers. The Packers will be 3-2 if they.
Especially,
I mean, it's not going to happen. But let's be let's be fair here. You guys are talking on a Cowboy deal, so let's be fair.
You're right
happen.
Because
but
the
if
North
you lose, it's 3-2. But if you lose.
2-3,
You're right because the North, you can get away with a 2-3 and still you got the Bears. You got a weaker division there, and you can still end up winning it. Yeah, but on our division, I don't think you could get away with a like the Giants right now are 0-4 and they're just about out of it. They're done already.
Yeah.
So you're right. All right, man. I don't want to say good luck. Just have a good day and. Don't have heartburn when you're eating.
Wait a minute, Steve-O, did you get this wrote down? Is this confirmed about the bet going on here?
This is a lunch bet.
A lunch bet. Have we picked
a
restaurant?
Cowboy outfit.
I think we better pick something.
Luck does not exist. Get that out of your head. You make your own life. There's no luck here. You win or you lose.
Atta
baby. There's no lucky shot. There's no lucky nothing.
I don't want to say good luck anyway. How's that?
How about this? This is my version of luck. Luck is when preparation is met with opportunity. There you go. That's how I define luck.
Yeah, well, we don't.
What do you think about that,
no
Benji?
Luck.
There you go. So, Benji, is your brother going to be all decked out in his Cowboys apparel on Sunday?
Yeah, for a quarter or two. Then after that, he'll take it off.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think we definitely need to. After we beat the Packers, Benji, it's been a joy having you on the show here. But after we beat the Packers on Sunday, maybe next week we're going to have Yachty on the show, and he can maybe have both brothers on the show. A little trash talking going back and forth.
Well, we'll work on that for sure. BMO, it was a pleasure, man.
He already took crap about me, so about my Packers, man.
Absolutely. Well, thanks, brother. I appreciate you coming on and dropping some science on us with the Packers, and I'll be texting you from Dallas while I'm down there watching the beatdown of the Packers, and I'm going to be sending you all the video of the fans going nuts and what a real stadium looks like.
Hey, I want you to send me that picture of you and Noel crying outside the stadium after a loss, okay?
You're breaking up.
I want to see that one.
Sounds like a plan, my friend.
Yeah. All right. All right, Benji. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
All right, guys.
Take care, Benji.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Bye.
Guys, I tell you what, that's a special treat, man. Get a guy like that. He's passionate about everything he does. He's passionate about the Packers.
He's so confused.
I'm gonna have to side with. I just like his brother better. I mean, he's a Cowboy fan.
Of course, you're gonna side with his brother. What the hell are you talking about? Poor guy. I like Benji too. I like him a lot. We gotta sit him down in a dark room and just get him one day to where just have like Cowboy films going on. We could brainwash him for three days. Just sit him in that room and have him not get out of there. Huh?
That's it.
Well, I tell you what, I guarantee he's texting.
We'll start from the 60s, 70s, 80s. Well, not the 80s.
Well, don't start with the Ice Bowl. Don't start there. He's someplace else.
Obviously, he's a baseball guy, and he always, when he talks, when we've been going back and forth for a year now about this game, and he says the real A-Rod. That's what he calls him. Likes Aaron Rodgers as the real A-Rod. So looking forward to a good battle and to talk a little shit with him a little bit. But at the end of the day, I'm really concerned about what's going to happen with that 12th man and how Rodgers gets guys to draw offsides and gets those free plays, because that's what's really killing us when we play him. He seems to get a free, two or three plays per game, and then all of a sudden when you do get pressure on him, he's able to snake out, extend a play, and make a big throw down the field. Outside of that, if we can contain him in the pocket and not get one of those silly plays where he gets a free run at it, I don't think there's any chance in hell that the Packers can beat us.
Ronnie, your take, what's it going to take? Is it our offensive side or our defensive side? That's going to what's the potent system here?
We're getting back to what we do best, running the ball, like you've already touched on. I think if Zeke has a big game and dominates,
which is
over 100 yards, very likely, very possible. Well, what has not happened, even in the games we won, but what's happened so far this year is we have not dictated tempo from the get-go. We haven't run the ball to get established at not a single game yet this year. Have we been successful with the run game by the end of the game? Yeah, we have been a couple times, but we've never established it early. Not one time yet. So I think if we do that,
running game, tempo.
Exactly. We keep Aaron Rodgers on the sideline for as much as possible. And
that's what happened when we beat him in Green Bay.
Exactly.
Remember that? He didn't get on the field.
The best defense against Aaron Rodgers is our offense, keeping him on the sideline, plain and simple.
Well, yeah, it's just a matter of time before he does something. You see it every single time. And that's what professionals do. And as much as I hate to say it, we got to tip your hat to Aaron Rodgers, because that's what he does.
Well, you know what? We got to get Colleen's take on this, too. You know,
absolutely.
The professor, we haven't talked to her in a while. And
she's been chomping at the bit to get on here, because she needs to bring the science to the show a little bit. So,
well, you know what, we got the running game, we got the tempo, and now we got to get Colleen's perspective here. Let's get the professor. Colleen, you out there?
I am. How are you guys?
Oh, me and Steve-O, we're doing great. We got Rodney, we got Rich here. We're talking about the big game coming up here with the Packers, and I tell you what, we are excited.
It's going to be an intense game.
Yeah, it's intense right now, I'll tell you. We just had it out with a Packer fan in here, and the environment, the excitement's all over. How is it down in Texas right now, in Dallas?
Everybody's reared up, riled up, and ready to go.
Well, that's good. So, okay, so what we need from you is we need a no-bullshit assessment on what you're looking for I mean, we got David Irving coming back. We haven't seen much out of Taco. Rodney's established that we haven't established our running game early enough in everything. I'm afraid of that that call where Rodgers gets somebody to jump or he gets a 12th man on the field and he throws it for a big completion. Jono says there's no worries in the world, and Rich is over there trying to keep everything positive. So we need the professor to come down here and break it down. So guess what? The microphone's yours, Colleen.
Well, I think in our favor we have the fact that Rodgers' lack of protection has left him with 15 sacks in the last four games. So I see a big opening there. If we can get pressure on him, his O-line is hurting. I mean, they're all on the injured list, and they can't get any of them back healthy at the same time. So I think if we can get a lot of pressure on him, we can do this. We have coming back, we have David Irving. We also have Chidobe Awuzie and Lyle Collins, Nolan Carroll. So we've got a little few more options in the back.
Okay, yeah, there's definitely, we are seeing a little bit more, if we're looking at things right now, Colleen, I think we're sitting a little bit better than they are on the opposite end on the injuries and where they're sitting on just on the whole personnel perspective.
Right. Yeah. The way I'm looking at it, I see that as a positive for us.
Yeah, that's for sure, Colleen. On the personnel side, I definitely think that both sides, if we're looking at it, I think that we're sitting a little bit better. Now, I was asking Rodney a couple minutes ago, offensively or defensively, which side of the ball do you think it's going to be reflective on the win here? Which one is it going to be, our defense controlling Aaron Rodgers?
I think it's going to be, well, it could come down. It's going to come down to which our boys being disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great point.
If our boys can get focused, find that on offense. If they can find that click again, right? That they're missing right now. They're just off just a little bit. One person is not clicking, and it makes the whole play fold. And whether it's Travis Frederick with a hold or just the wrong shift that is breaking that down, if they can focus and stay disciplined, our offense will do this. Our defense will definitely do it because their offense is a mess.
Right. But you know what,
so, Colleen?
Our offensive line, I just checked this out. We are going to be missing he's got full practice. Collins will be at full practice.
Right.
Tyron Smith, he's got that back issue now. How do we fill his spot?
Tyron Smith is going to be out, but we will likely move. We'll go with Byron Bell on the left side and then slide Chaz Green down into Smith's spot.
Is he okay? Is Chaz Green going to be okay to play?
That's what they're saying.
Okay. Because he had a hip problem, and I guess
he's
okay now.
Right.
Okay, that's
well,
good.
Regardless, the offensive line's a little banged up. So, yeah, we're going to have to do it with a little makeshift work here, and let's hope that they're able to, you know, kind of pull that together. Yeah, Colleen, what I was saying earlier was what I really want to see is to see us run the ball early, like keep Aaron Rodgers on the sideline. You know, I feel like that's going to be one of our key ways to kind of keep the Packers under wraps. What do you think about that?
Oh, definitely. That's getting that run game off. That's, you know, I mean, last year we were averaging 5.7 yards on a run, and this year we're only averaging 3.6, I think.
3.6, yeah.
Yeah, and that's a huge difference when it comes down to getting into third and short type situations rather than third and predictable, third and six and seven, where we know we have to drop back and pass.
Right.
Well, you know what? I'm looking at the Green Bay Packers stats here. They're not that overwhelming here, guys. Colleen, we could beat these guys. I don't know why the NFL and
we.
Yeah, go ahead.
We should beat these guys. There's no reason why we shouldn't. I think that they're going to come at us very aggressively. They're looking, from what I'm seeing on their side, they're looking at coming at us like this is a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how you do that when you got a whole line of really injured players, but they're going to come. This is going to be an extremely aggressive game.
Yeah. Per yards of rushing this year, Green Bay is 3.5 yards per carry. They're only averaging 84 yards per game. That's not a lot. And we got a good defensive line if they buckle down. I mean, last week you had Gurley, and Gurley's an exceptional running back. So throw Gurley out, and they don't have Montgomery. He's got a broken rib. I don't know how the hell they're going to move this ball besides Aaron Rodgers. And if everyone knows it's going to be a pass play, and if we only have three guys on the rush, we're going to have a lot of guys in the back. We're going to have a lot of defensive backs. Don't you agree?
Well, that's why I said that if we can contain, it's going to come down to, you know, if we can contain Rodgers, we've got it. And I think we can with DeMarcus Lawrence and David Irving in there.
Everyone's talking about Irving being a little bit out of shape coming in. What's your take on that, just being in Dallas talking about it?
Well, you know, I did hear one negative comment saying that they might not let him play this weekend.
Okay.
But I'm just going to chalk that one up to a bad rumor.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we would need him.
I know he's been working out.
Right.
But practicing, no.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything out of Taco to get any vote of confidence from the guy. I mean, I know he needs to get work in to be to blend in and everything, but Jesus, I don't even know if you're out there anymore. I don't even know if you're playing.
Right.
I don't see anything from that guy.
Well, Colleen, what's the talk out there in Dallas about that? I mean, is it just something he hasn't adapted to the NFL speed of the game? Or what are they talking about?
They're not talking about much when it comes to Taco. In the beginning, they were just saying that, you know, he needed to grow more. But now they hardly mention him, and I think it's just because he just hasn't been what we expected him to be. Now, he be that? I think so. But if you'd seen him during training camp, I was very disappointed in what I saw.
So is his work ethic not there? Is he not? What was a how does he practice? I mean, is he giving it all, or is it a mental thing, or? Are they saying anything in Dallas?
Not that I, you know, I mean, nothing specific that I've heard other than he just needs to get his, things like he needs to get his confidence, he needs to find his place, he needs to learn the systems, yeah, he needs to learn the book, but...
Well, it may not happen this week because they may inactivate him on top of that. If If we're talking, you know, if we're bringing in another defensive lineman, I don't know if they'll even activate him for this week.
No.
Go ahead.
Well, I don't.
Yeah.
We got Charles Tapper went to the IR.
Yeah, he broke his leg. He broke his leg.
He broke his foot. He broke his toes.
He broke his toe? I thought he broke his leg.
Broke his foot.
Yeah. Broke his toe or his foot?
His metatarsals.
Metatarsals, yep.
Oh, okay. You know what?
That word's a little too big for you, metatarsals. Yeah, metatarsals.
Oh, I could say that. I could spell that. I won a spelling bee in second grade.
Yeah.
I'm not sure you could spell that one. I'm not sure if you know where it's located.
Give it to me again.
Where it's located.
I can do it.
Well, Steve, it was second grade, but it was just last week. So that's.
Yeah, and the word was up on the TV screen. I couldn't get it wrong. All right.
So, hey, Colleen, I want to touch on basically what Rodney said about keeping Aaron Rodgers off the field. And then we all can definitely agree that the offense has not produced the way it did last year. And you brought up a point about them not clicking on all cylinders, you know, a little bit off here, inopportune penalties, get a holding call, false start, kind of, you know, no momentum, no tempo, no rhythm. Is there anything else going on? Is Dak Prescott a little sophomore slump here? Same thing with Ezekiel Elliott. Do you hear any talk like that, or what's your take on that?
I think the difference between Dak this year and Dak last year they did a lot in play calling to build confidence for him. And they were able to do that because he was new. Nobody knew what to expect out of him. And quite frankly, they used a lot of very simple plays. But in the second year, you're not going to fool him with those college plays, those simple plays, and those plays are no longer gonna work for him. So now he's in a position where we're starting to see the rookie side of Dak. Like when he was having communication problems with his helmet, and he was having to come up with things himself. You see that we saw him kind of stumble there, and once they got communication back to him, then he picked up, where a vet quarterback, you wouldn't have seen as much of a stumble. And I think the same goes for when he has a play and he's got people in mind, he's got one or two targets that he's going for, and now we're starting to see, again, the rookie side, that he's not looking for that other play. And then he has, I guess it was something his mom said to him about protecting the ball.
Yeah.
Ball security. And I wonder if that is really deep in his thought, because if you notice that, one, he doesn't throw a lot of deep balls.
Oh, that's a great call.
A lot of his passes are short passes.
Yeah.
He won't.
He's not a gunslinger.
He won't go for that small window. He won't thread the needle. And I think that, you know, that's just, he'll get there, but that's just the rookie side of him.
You're right. That's a great call.
You think he's got that kind of deep in his psyche there, protect the ball, so I'm not going to take a necessary chance.
As Colleen says, saying, though, that it may be costing us, too, that he won't.
You got to take risk. I mean, and you know, something can be said about experience, and the only way to get that experience or wisdom is through that experience of playing and handling these adversities. And,
right.
You know, Aaron Rodgers, he's stood the test of time because of those things, and he's had his picks, and we all know Tony Romo was a gunslinger. He you know, played with reckless abandonment a lot of times. And there's a, you know, there's a balance on both sides of that, but also the league, they're going to pick up on what you do. And I think that's what, you know, last year it was all fresh and it was a hard time picking up what he's doing. Now he's kind of been exploited. And I wonder if also by not having Tony Romo back there, you know, you kind of play with a sense of, hey, I got to, I don't want to say be more aggressive, but I've got somebody, if I don't get the job done, it's going to take my spot. I don't think he has that fear anymore, and I wonder how that plays in his psyche as well.
I think we've talked about that quite a few times already this so far this year about how it seems as though when the first two reads that Dak has are taken away, he's not able to go to that third one. And he's also, I've been imploring him to throw the ball deep all year.
Yes.
Like, I've been imploring them,
throw it deep.
And, you know,
stretch
and I get
defense,
it.
Yep.
I'm not in favor of just throwing reckless turnovers, but at the same time, defenses are sitting on those short and intermediate routes on him. And those are the 1-2 reads. And he's not able to go past that. We've struggled.
Because well, that's
the
what's
defense
killed our running game as well.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all we've done. And I've seen our wideouts, I've seen them come. Go take run their route and then turn around and come back because they couldn't get open there, but they come back and then he'll throw a little dink pass to the side to him, and I'm like, why?
That's a great point.
And
that's lacking confidence, I think.
We have had Witten open,
right,
and he's thrown the ball away.
You're right. Hey, Colleen, switching topics on another side of the ball here, and I want to talk about special teams, which was a big factor in the Rams' loss. Mm-hmm. In my belief, I think that that was the turning point of the Rams' loss when Switzer made that big fumble. I think that was the changing of the tide right there. How do you think this kid's going to bounce back here?
He's going to be fine. I don't think that people should define him based on one drop. Stop and I mean, just go back one season and take a look at Lucky Whitehead and how many times he dropped the ball when it was a high kick.
Yeah, but that's why we got rid of Lucky.
That and he stole some crab legs.
Exactly, but we're not going to go into why we got rid of Lucky.
There were several reasons.
There were a lot of reasons. But, and even going back to Harris, you know, he's dropped one ball, one. And yes, it made a big difference because they scored on it and it kind of took the wind out of their sails. But that one isn't going to define him. If anything, it's going to make him, seeing the kind of guy he is out there,
right,
and how hungry he is, how much he wants this, that one is going to put the fire underneath him, and there won't be another one real soon.
That's a bold, confident statement there. Relight that fire, and he's going to make up for it, make the tone for it, and I like that.
You betcha.
And I got one more gripe about the special teams, and I think you guys will all agree with me on this. Why doesn't the damn kicker kick it into the end zone? I am sick and tired of these little short kicks that go to the 2-3 yard line. Kick it out. Are you seeing that too, Colleen? You're seeing the 60, 65, 70-yard kickoff return. That was another game changer.
I wonder if that's by design, though.
But why do that?
It's by design to try and you know, create something.
I've
make something
never
happen.
Seen us do that and be successful.
The rule has recently changed to where if you hit, you know, you kick it into the end zone, you get it to 25.
I'm fine with that.
I know, but what Rich is saying is I think they're doing it by design and they're trying to then pin them within the
inside the 20.
20 or 25
and
now.
Potential for a fumble, a turnover, because it is special teams.
Hasn't worked out one time for us. I'm telling you that right now. Yeah. Every time I've seen that.
You've got the one big one in your mind. I don't know. I mean,
I've seen it a couple times. Yeah, go ahead, Colleen.
That'd be interesting to see the numbers
on
that.
In the last game, they ran everything out of the end zone, so that wouldn't have made a difference. And it just, But to be honest, when they didn't kick it out, when they didn't kick it into the end zone, they were bringing them down a lot more, because you have that possibility of the ball taking a bounce and and getting down there and downing the ball on the 1, 2, 5.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what?
They started several times in last week's game from the 12.
Well, that's it. That was my vent, and I think it's come down to our big predictions. We got Benji out, thank God, that we don't want to hear his predictions anymore. Rich, we'll start with you, and Colleen, you'll be our last one. Or no, we'll have Colleen, and then we'll have my final pick. Rich, go.
Okay, well, we're going to put some points up this week. We are going to put some points up, and we're going to shut Aaron Rodgers down. That's what I'm going with.
What do you got
31-17.
31-17, Rich. All right. You.
I'm going to go 31-28. We're going to win by a field goal.
31-28?
Yep.
All right, 31-28.
You stole my score.
We're taking the Cowboys
in
the
all right. Well, we got two of them. Okay. That was Rodney.
Uh-oh, Steve-O's got the look.
Man, I'm not sure right now. I'm going to have to go. I don't even know how I'm going to say 23-21 Cowboys.
23-21 Cowboys, and that is Steve-O. And now we go to our professor, Colleen.
Yeah, I had us down for 31-28.
Sorry, Colleen.
Well, you can still take it. You can change it up a tad bit. It'd be a little bit more interesting.
Well, no, go with it. That way you and I both can brag next week.
No, that's not right. Go 32 to 29.
Well, let's see.
The Price is Right.
let me take off.
Do, 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 do,
catch
do,
it.
Do, do, do. All right, let's go 28-25.
That's like a Jono score. All right, that's Colleen.
Oh, no.
Jono's
no,
going
no,
28-26.
No, no. Hang on, can't do that one.
She's going to change it
see
up.
What happens when see what happens when you make
go 27-24, Colleen. I like that one. 27-24,
Colleen. Let Colleen pick it. We're going with Colleen. Colleen, what's your call? Is
$1.
Yeah, 31 point. No.
All right. So what do you got here? 28-25, Colleen. Is that what it is? You can't change your mind. It'll be bad omen.
No.
No, you
no,
don't.
No, it won't be.
Okay, so you want to change it? Let's hear it. Well, I'll go to mine, and then
let's
we'll go to yours. Then I'll go. My score is 27-20. I like the Cowboys. 27-20 is my score. That's Jono. And Colleen, you're up on deck again. Let's hear it.
Okay, let's give them 24.
We're going to give them 24, and
that.
We're going to give us, yes?
31.
31. Colleen gives us 31.
That's
31 to 24, Colleen. And, hey, folks, check us out on Cowboys Podcast. You guys can see us on Facebook. Also, I'm giving a football away signed by Darren Woodson. I can't show this to everyone on Facebook anymore because I've been banned from Facebook because I put this cowboy football on different sites, and next thing you know, they called it some sort of lottery, and so they've banned me until October 11th. So if you guys are out there, go to my site at Cowboys Podcast and put your name down, and one of our people will pick out a name there, and that person will win a Darren Woodson football. So go to iTunes, check us out at Cowboys Podcast, and go to our homepage at cowboyspodcast.com and tune in on our show there and on our Facebook at Cowboys Podcast. So thank you so much, and good luck, guys. Let's bring home a win. Steve-O, Rodney, Rich, Colleen, thank you so much. Let's do it, guys.
Go boys.
Go boys.
Take care.
Go boys.
Big win.
Tune in next week for another edition of the Cowboys Podcast on lineupmedia.fm. Subscribe to the show now at cowboyspodcast.com on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. This podcast was a presentation of lightupmedia.fm.